Aretha from Inspired to Thrive. In today's podcast, I have a guest for everyone. I chose the Goat Farm. I love their products and I love the way they've been doing their marketing and their social media. I first met them over on the Alternative Gab Network, and they have joined on X Twitter recently. So I wanted to welcome Heather, and she has her two children as well with her. Hi, Heather.
Hi, and I'll have my two kids introduce themselves too. I'm Madison.
And I'm Hunter.
Hi, Madison, and hi, Hunter. I have a dog named Hunter. That's so funny.
Yeah, I have noticed that on X, yeah. And my husband, he's out working the farm right now, so he's out and about.
Oh, great. So yeah, I see you started the business. Was it around 2018 or 19?
Well, we got our first goat in 2018. And he was a buck. A few months later in 2019, we got our first doe, and she gave birth later in that year. And then we started just having way too much milk to know what to do with. We were making homemade ice cream and butter, but still couldn't consume it faster than we were getting it in. So we went to our local feed store owner, and he suggested that we make goat milk soap and sell it at his store. And we started doing that. And then in 2021, we started our online business.
Wow. So it's only been since 2021.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. You guys have done such a fabulous job. Was Gab the first social network that you joined?
Yes. Uh-huh. Gab was the original, June of 2021. And that's also when we created our website and started selling online. And And Gab supporters have just been amazing. They really have helped us become the business that we are. And then we added on MeWe and then Truth. And then just lately, X and Instagram as well.
Oh, that's amazing. I love the way you guys do the group too on Gab, because you really got me hooked on the groups there. So the groups are phenomenal. You really get some traction when you do the posts on the groups.
Yeah. Well, and it's also nice too, because we can, I mean, obviously we advertise, but we also share our farm too, with the Good Morning Brigade and other groups. And so it's kind of fun to share our animals and see other people remembering the names of our animals. And so it's one way that we share our farm with others. Yeah.
That's how many goats do you have now?
Well, I'm going to ask the kids for that one.
Right now we have about 20, and there should be some pregnant. So we'll have more soon.
Yeah. That's what we're hoping.
Wow. That's amazing. So what makes your goat soaps different from other goat soaps?
Well, one, I think a very big reason is that we use our own raw goat milk. Many goat milk makers use inferior canned goat milk or goat milk powder. And of course, in that process, some important nutrients, enzymes, even probiotics that are responsible for lactic acid can be destroyed. And so that's one thing, one huge reason. And of course, the reason for that is if you're using alternative goat milk, you don't have to worry about storage for the goat milk. You don't have to worry about having land or goats or any of that or vet bills. But because we have our own goats, you know, we are able to know that they're fed well and that we're producing quality raw goat milk in our soaps.
And I noticed you've been adding more products too. Is that all through the goat milk, everything that you add?
No. In fact, okay. I'll have Hunter talk a little bit about that, our products.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have added a lot of new products over the past year, and not all of them use goat milk, just because in order to have goat milk in a lot of different products, you'd have to use very harsh preservatives, and then that kind of outweighs the benefits of the goat milk with the harsh preservatives that would be needed to make sure it doesn't spoil in the product.
So which other products have the goat milk?
We have some, well, we have one lotion with the goat milk, and then we do plan on eventually adding goat milk into more products over time once we figure out a correct preservative amount to make sure the preservatives aren't too harsh or maybe dangerous, but that the goat milk stays good in the product.
Right. And we're having a hard time keeping up with our, which is a good thing, but we're having a hard time even keeping up with our goat milk soaps. So
yes, I've tried ordering a few times. And they were out of stock. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even get the stuff if I want.
But we have invested. Hunter, you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, recently we, over the past couple of months, we have begun making much larger quantities of soap, which should soon reflect upon the website. We've invested in much more, you know, sizable equipment to manufacture a lot more bars and be able to hold quantity on the website.
Right, instead of the smaller batches.
Yeah. Nice. And how did you come up with the scents? That was the other question I was thinking about, all the different scents that you guys have.
Well, I would like to answer that. We kind of do it as a family. As far as for our natural fragrance, that just involves a lot of us talking and agreeing or disagreeing mm-hmm. on scents. And then as far as our essential oils, that involves a lot more research. Especially like, for example, the insect repellent, you know, which essential oils are the best to repel, whether it's mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, flies. And of course, here on the farm, that's very important in the summertime because those are huge issues with the mosquitoes and the ticks. And so actually a product that we make, we use. And that's usually how we came up with the product in the first place. Is we think to ourselves, okay, what do we need in our daily lives? And then making those products at affordable prices.
I love the insect repellents. I mean, and the scents are really good. I mean, yeah, I bought all of them. I have the one with the lotion too. I really like the lotion one that you can put on.
Yeah, yeah. And that came about, again, because we have a mosquito issue, like probably a lot of people, but especially here in Alabama. And we did not want to put any, you know, harmful chemicals that's easily absorbed into the skin and then, of course, into the bloodstream. And so that was basically the reason for mosquito repellent and lotion. Yeah.
Yeah. We have ours out like all of spring and most of the summer here in Maine because the flies up here are crazy and the mosquitoes. So, yeah, I really I love the scents and they work really well. So I'm really happy with those.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for blogging too about him.
Yes, yes. I did a little video one day in the woods on him. So what about the essential oils now? Are they used in a lot of the facial products?
Yeah. Hunter, you want to say a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. When it comes to our serums, we just released a new unscented serum maybe a couple weeks ago, but for the serums, all the different essential oils have different properties which help, you know, for the face, whether it be, you know, different
eczema, psoriasis.
Yeah. And then the, you know, obviously we have our face cream, which contains lavender essential oil, which is very good for face. So a few different of our face products contain lavender.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the serums are really great for winter up here because our skin gets so dry. And not just on my face. I've been putting them on my cuticles after I rub it on my face. Yeah, and they're fabulous, fabulous serums.
I do the same thing, yeah.
What about the scrub? How do you guys do this, make the scrub? Is that with the essential oils as well? Or
that one actually contains natural fragrance oil. We actually started formulating the face scrub recipe because I had used a well-known brand many years ago. Mm-hmm. That was an apricot scented face scrub, and I loved it, but knew that it contained harmful ingredients. And so we began formulating it. And that one does have grapefruit essential oil and natural fragrance oils. But again, that one came from having a need that were a need that we had and then providing it to people.
Right. That's what makes it smell so good as the grapefruit.
Yeah. And we wanted to make sure it's exfoliating without being too exfoliating. And so sometimes it takes a while when we're coming up with our products and using it for quite a while, testing it on ourselves. Yeah. But we're very happy with the face scrub.
How long does it take you normally to test a new product?
It kind of depends on the product. I mean, normally it takes at least a couple of months, but I mean, like the body wash took probably 5, almost 6 months to finally hone in on that. I mean, it just really depends on what product it is.
Yeah. Our deodorant too.
Yeah, deodorant.
Yeah.
And you're selling a lot of the stuff now in sets. Is that something you do more of during the holiday season or?
Well, we sell the sets year round, but the gift options on some of the sets, like the body butter bundle, or the lotion gift boxes, those are more for the holidays, but we offer the deodorant sets, some of the soap and lotion or soap and body butter sets year round.
And you keep coming up with more of those, the body butter scents, I believe. Am I correct?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that.
I thought so. I'm like, gee, every time I look, I'm like, gee, I think they have a new scent out this week.
Right, yeah. And then we also have customers that request scents. And even though we can't always come up with, you know, fulfill every request, we do try to, you know, if customers are asking for a certain scent often, for example, vanilla was one. And so we came up with a French vanilla and citrus, different citrus ones. And our newest one is, I think, so much fun, but the blackberry wine, it smells, well, it smells exactly like blackberry wine, but a little more on the blackberry rather than the wine. But yeah, we have fun with the new scents and using them ourselves.
Now, how many of you work on the farm? Is it just the four of you or?
Well, there's five, but three children, but two actively working on the business. So, and then of course my husband as well. And of course it's not just the business. We have a farm, and so it's taking care of the animals too. And so we're very busy.
Yeah, because without the animals you wouldn't have the business. So that's really
Yeah, that's true. I know. Plus, yeah. And we're a big animal. I guess anyone that follows us on social media knows that, but we're huge animal lovers. And so they're just a part of our family and our life.
Now, did you have any animals before the goats or?
Yeah, we moved out into the country in 2016 and we started out with chickens. And of course, you know, chickens are considered like the gateway animal, farm animal, because once you get chickens, then you usually add other animals. And so we had chickens, we had horses, one cow. Anything else besides dogs and cats originally when you first moved?
No.
And then of course now we have, besides goats, rabbits, turkeys.
And do you still have the cow?
Well, no, because we actually moved and it was a Jersey cow, our first. Mm-hmm. He was a huge pet, so no, we hope he's still a pet for someone, but no, now we have a beef cattle. And how many cattle do we have?
Nine.
I think we have nine right now. Yeah.
What? I didn't realize. Okay.
So yeah, it's again very busy but very fulfilling too.
So when you started the farm, did you think the business would go into something else?
No, we were just homesteading. No, we never thought that at all. And again, it was literally a kind of a dilemma we had, created a business opportunity. And even then, we didn't think it would really go anywhere, but it has. And then we've kind of expanded. And obviously, as we've expanded, our goal now is to, you know, provide healthy, natural skincare, because we've always been health-minded. and we have been really careful with what we eat, but we weren't always extremely careful with what we put on our bodies because natural skin care can be so expensive. And so that's just something that now is kind of our goal, is to provide that for everyone, that opportunity to be healthy, not just what, you know, people put in their bodies, but what they put on their bodies as well.
Right. I was just reading a story you posted today. I think it was on Gab about the dishwasher detergent.
Yeah.
And right. I was like, wow. And so now I'm wondering if you're going to come up with something natural.
Well, now, and you know, I did not mean to do that for a plug at all for us, because I love health. And so I love finding information and kind of warning people too. But we've been probably the last, well, definitely over a year now, but close to a year and a half, but we've been using our own Castile soap as for the dishwasher. And that was only because, and I think I mentioned a comment to you, that was only because about that time, year and a half ago, I started noticing a whitish film on our glasses. And I mentioned to my husband, I go, whatever that is, it cannot be healthy. And so we decided to have an alternative.
So you can use your liquid soap. Is that what you're?
Right. I mean, we always think about, you know, possibly we could make dishwashing detergent in the future. However, the liquid Castile soap is so versatile. In fact, on our FAQ tab on our website, we have all the different ways Castile soap can be used. And so we use it to wash our clothes. We use it to wash our dishes for many uses.
Interesting. Yeah, because I've noticed that with the dishwasher too. So that's why it really caught my eye, and I was having some stomach issues, and I thought, that's something I got to take a look at. But you guys maybe come up with something, that'd be awesome. Yeah. You'd help a lot of people.
I hope so. Yeah.
So what other types of marketing have you been doing since you started?
Well, for the last few months, we've been on Public Square. We've been advertising on there, and it's been great in helping us reach more people. We did Gab ads earlier this year as well, but a lot of social media, which Mammoth Nation does. Oh, right, Mammoth Nation, Badlands Marketplace. Those are a few that we've been advertising on.
How are you finding the new X, Twitter X?
Oh, well, you know, we're kind of new on it. And it's always nice to see familiar accounts from other social platforms too. But we're just kind of treating it like we treated our other social media, and that's kind of organic growth and, you know, just kind of networking and connecting with other people and hopefully getting our product out there.
Yeah. It takes a little while when you first get started there, you know, you feel like you're kind of out by yourself for the first few months until you really get going there. Which is like that on most social anyway, these days, any new platform you go on, it does take a while to build up. It doesn't happen overnight, you know, especially doing it organic, which is really the right way to do it, you know? Yes, I was just curious. And I love your packaging. Can you talk a little bit about your packaging? I think your packaging is great.
Oh, well, thank you, Maddie. Oh, well, one of the big things ever since we started was having a good brand identity. And we started out just having USPS boxes, and there was a change in their shipping policies, and it forced us to get plain white boxes and customize the tape, which is a more cost-efficient option than just using printed-on boxes. So we have made our packaging customizable, so it's easier for people to identify us by our boxes.
And envelopes, too.
And yes, and bubble mailers as well.
Yeah, I just think they're so cute, the packages, when they arrive with the little goats all over them. they're just adorable. And then you have that little thank you card in there, and you explain about the soaps. I mean, that's just such a nice personal touch, you know, when you receive an order and it just tells you what to do with the soaps. And
thank you. Yeah,
have you been doing that right from the start, or is that something you kind of just as you went on?
At the very beginning of our business, we didn't include thank you cards. That's something that
came with time. We started out with no information in the boxes, and then slowly started doing thank you cards, and now also include a shipping note, which includes everything in an order, so customers, you know, can look through their order and make sure that they got everything that they purchased.
And you also have some kind of automatic program. If you purchase, you get a discount. Is that, do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yes. We started our subscribe and save option earlier this year. And you can go onto the website and select an item that you like to receive monthly or quarterly. Or even, do we have a yearly option? No, yearly, monthly or quarterly. So you can make sure that you're getting those items that you know you go through a little bit more often. You get them on a repeated cycle.
And then our loyalty program for the soaps.
Right, and people can, if they purchase 10 bars, in, it doesn't have to be in the same order, they will receive a free bar, and that repeats every 10 bars.
Okay. Yep. I was familiar with that one. I've got to get on the other one though, the subscribe for the monthly quarterly. That's good to know. Okay. And you also offer an affiliate program?
Yeah. Hunter?
Yeah. We started our affiliate program maybe a year ago. And even though at first it was slow growing, now we have quite a few affiliates, and pretty much it's just a good way to incentivize people to, you know, promote our brand, and in return, with every sale that they get through their link, they get a commission, and then it's really been helpful to promote our brand, and then, you know, you build a relationship with your affiliates.
Right, and we also have where the affiliates get a, is it a 12% discount?
Right. Yeah, the affiliates get a 10% or 12% discount to use on their advertising and also for themselves.
Yeah.
And very effective.
And do you also have, are you listed like in any directories or the Google My Business, or do you participate in any of that type of marketing?
Yes, we're on a few. Like you mentioned earlier, we're on Mammoth Nation and Badlands Marketplace, as well as Public Square, which are all online directories, and have our businesses on there.
Oh, okay. That's just something I always like to ask some of the smaller businesses when I'm working with them, and just something to see where they're at on that, and that as well.
Yeah.
And what else? Have you done any type of videos at all of your products?
No, Maddie, last winter, Christmas time, there was a little bit of a,
we did videos. one video, yeah, for Gab, but we don't usually do promotional videos. It's mainly pictures, and mom, you post those on Gab and social media.
Yeah, and one other thing, because we are rural, sometimes we have internet issues on upload.
Yes.
And so with the pictures, it just makes it so much easier. However, that is something we'd like to do more of in the future.
Yeah, and I was just curious, because that's one of the areas, you know, that a lot of people talk about in marketing and social media today is videos. That's why I just asked that question. Yeah. And a lot of times people don't have to be in the videos themselves. A lot of times they'll do videos of other things other than themselves. That's usually the first step. But I understand about that being in the rural area, because before we had our internet service up here, it was really hard. Like I couldn't work certain hours of the day when the kids were being homeschooled during COVID and that sort.
Right.
It was really hard to get internet service. I had to be up early in the morning, which I normally am. And I could not work during the midday because the kids are all on school at that time of day.
Right, exactly.
So that can make it a little difficult. We did get some new, an internet provider called Fidium, and they've been fabulous up here. I don't know if you guys ever have the opportunity to get any other type of service, but it's been a really good feature for us up here, because the first few years were rough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it, like I said, it definitely is better than it was a few years ago. we might not be able to have actually had this conference a couple of years ago.
Right.
Makes it much better.
Yep. Do you guys have a store on the farm at all? A local store at all? A storefront?
No, we don't. We've been selling exclusively basically online, with exception of just local businesses.
So you sell some to the local businesses in your area?
Yeah, and we still do, right?
Well, thank you. This has been really informative, very interesting to learn about how you started the business and how you've really grown the business just over a short period of time.
And it's probably more of a surprise to us than anyone else. But we think one of the reasons, I mean, obviously wonderful support, but that there is a need, you know, especially if people are wanting to become healthier and again, trying to keep our prices lower, especially during this economic time and with inflation. And so we think that's one of the reasons why we have seen, you know, some success.
And that's why I became a customer, because I was ordering from another place that was, their scrub was like more than double the price what yours is. And I was like, I just can't do this anymore, you know? And then I discovered your products and it's just been wonderful. So thank you.
You've been a wonderful supporter for, you know, quite a while. So we appreciate all your support.
You're welcome. So thank you, Heather. Thank you, Maddie and Hunter. Nice to meet you in chat here. And I'm going to put this out there. I just wanted to share it with my community and just to focus on a small business and some great things that are happening out there.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for reaching out to us too. We really appreciate it, Lisa.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.